Father, we thank you for this special day you have granted to us.
我们亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们这样一个特别的日子。
That once again we can meet together to meditate on you.
我们再一起能够聚在一起呢，来思想你的话语。
We pray you will give us the strength to keep our focus upon you.
给我们这个力量，能够专注在你的身上。
So we commit each one here into your care.
我们把大家都交在你的手里。
May your name be exalted in our midst.
愿你的名呢是高高的，高举在我们的中间。
And that your will be done.
而你的旨意也能够行出来。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'll just sing a song. It's not my will.
我们先唱一首歌哈。
Not my will, but thy be done. Let the fullness of the Son rule within this life that I have offered thee. Until everything I do becomes a thing that pleases you, Abba, Father, I would be a son in thee. Not my will, but thine be done, and let the fullness of the Son rule within this life that I have offered thee. Until everything I do becomes a thing that pleases you. Abba, Father, I would be a son in thee. Okay, let's pray once again.
我们再一次的祷告。
Father, as we once again meditate upon your word,
神当我们再一次的思考你的话语。
We pray you will speak to our hearts.
请你与我们的心灵谈话。
Please grant us understanding, we pray.
祈求你给我们能够理解你。
And do be at work in our hearts.
继续在我们的身上动工。
To take away the heart of stone.
就是带走我们刚硬的心
，and give us a heart of flesh，
给我们一个能够灵敏你的心
，so that Father we may as we've just sung do everything that you require of us。
就像我们所唱的，我们会做一些完全你需求我们的
，so that Lord we, our lives will be pleasing in your sight，
将我们的生命在你的。眼里呢是你所喜悦的。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we would like to look at the matter of baptism.
今天我们要看关于洗礼的事。
And in relation to that, one important lesson we need to learn for the rest of our Christian life.
就是当中就有一个功课呢。就是我们整个这个基督徒生命都要学习的功课。
So let us start with 1 Corinthians 10.
我们看看哥林多前书十章。
And we read 1 and 2.
我们看一到二节哦。
1 Corinthians 10, 1 and 2.
哥林多前书十章一到二节。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗，归了摩西。
Okay. Now, so you have here, Paul is talking to the Corinthians.
所以这里你看到呢，保罗是跟哥林多教会讲话的。
And he's drawing the analogy of baptism from the Old Testament.
他是引用了哈，就是旧约里啊，就是关于这个啊洗礼的事哦。
So he says here that they were baptized into Moses.
他说这里呢，他们是受洗归了摩西。
In the cloud and in the sea.
啊，是在云里也在海里。
So they're passing through the Red Sea.
所以他们就经过了这个啊红海。
Foreshadowing of the Christian baptism in water.
啊，这个就是啊意识到呢。就是新约里面的洗礼、哦、就是在水里洗礼。
Now, I don't know if you do see a difference.
我不知道你当中有没有看到有什么分别的。
But we'll look at Joshua chapter 4.
我们就看看耶稣啊。
Joshua chapter 4.
耶稣啊第四章。
23 and 24.Chapter 4:23 and 24.
Sorry, just looking for.
After
Deuteronomy. Okay, 耶稣啊记哈，Chapter
4,
第四章
23:24,
23-24.因为亚威你们的神在你们前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来。就如亚威你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来一样。要使他万民都知道亚威的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏亚威你们的神。
So you can see what Joshua was saying.
所以你可以看见呢，耶稣啊说了什么、
When the Israelites crossed the Jordan River,
当这以色列人、哦、他们就越过了这约旦河、哦
There was an act of miracle.
这个其实是个神迹来的。
Because at that time, the Jordan had overflowed its banks.
因为当时呢，这个约旦河的水已经这个满了。
And the commentaries will tell us thatThis Jordan River has so swollen that it would be about 1 to 1.5 miles wide.
Okay? 这个解经家说呢，因为这个水已经积满了哈，这个约旦河呢，所以他说就有差不多就1-2英里哈。
And the people could not cross because if they did, they would drown.
所以就是当时的以色列人。根本就不能够走过或越过这个河呢，因为他们会被淹死的。
So you can see the similarity between Jordan and the Red Sea.
所以你可以看到这个约旦河跟这个红海有相似的地方哦。
But Paul draws from the Red Sea crossing.
但是呢，保罗却引用了这个过红海哦。
To apply to the Corinthians.
就应用在这个哥林多教会的人。
So some people see a difference in the two baptisms.
所以有人就看了这个两个洗礼是有分别的。
Because with the Red Sea crossing or the crossing of the Jordan,
就是说经过这个红海或经过这个约旦河哦。
People do not get wet.
他们啊就没有湿，就身上没有湿哦。
The water didn't touch them.
那个水哦就没有碰到他们。
And it says there.In Joshua, that they walked on dry ground.
这里却说他们这个耶稣啊记里面说他们是走在这个干地的哦。
That's in Joshua 4:22.
就是在耶稣啊第四章22节哈。
And also in Exodus, the people crossed the Red Sea and they crossed through dry land.
就是说这个出埃及记了，以色列人就是。走过了这个红海，也是在这个干地走过的。
But as we know, the baptism in the New Testament,
但是这个洗礼哈，在新约里啊
，they have to we all have to be dipped into the water.
我们大家都是要 这个浸在这个水里面的。
Now you see a problem there.
所以你看当中就有问题了。
But is it a problem?
其实是不是个问题呢？
Well, I don't think Paul is concerned about this matter.
但是我觉得保罗呢，对这个是没有不会关心的。
Because if this is important, he would have said so.
因为如果这个是重要的话，他会讲的。
But he completely ignored this one and just draws a similarity between the crossing of either the Red Sea or the Jordan River to Christian baptism.
就是说他就忽视了这方面哦，他只是强调了说，这个走过红海或约旦河哦，就跟这个洗礼新约洗礼是相似的。
But if we go back to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 2,
但是如果我们去这个哥林多前书十章第二节，
you will see here.The key word is they were baptized into Moses.
这个要点就是说呢，他们是受洗归了摩西。
Now let's look at Romans chapter 6.
我们看罗马书第六章。
Verse 3.
第三节。知不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Right, there you see, all right, baptized into Christ.
这里就看到了受洗呢归入耶稣基督。
When we are baptized into Christ,
当我们是受洗归入基督。
Then we are baptized into his death.
那我们就是受洗了归入他的死了。
Now this is an important verse.
这个是非常重要的经文。
Because it tells us that the whole purpose of baptism is to be identified, right, with Christ.
因为跟我们讲呢，整个洗礼的目的呢，就是能够与耶稣认同啊。
Just as the people of Israel identified with Moses.
就像以色列人呢，他们是与摩西认同的。
So it's not so much the sea, right? But it is more the identification with the servant of God.
所以不是说海的事哦，就是。说呢是重要呢，就是这个认同哦，就是与神的仆人认同。
Yeah, so in other words, when they followed Moses,
就换句话，当他们跟随这个摩西
，when they listened and obeyed Moses,
当他们听从跟服从这个摩西哦
，then what happens was that they experienced the cloud,
他们就经历到的这个云柱。
And that cloud represents God's presence.
这个云柱呢，就代表了神的同在。
Now we begin to understand, right?
这样我们就开始明白。
You cannot subtract away, Moses.
你不可以把摩西给剪掉。
Neither can you take away Jesus.
你也不能把这个耶稣给排除掉。
So you can see that the moment we are baptized into that person,
当我们是说洗礼呢归入那人的时候
see the important word is that into,
这重要的字呢就是说归入
it's complete identification,
就是完全的认同啊
and once they did that,
当他们做这事的时候
the presence of Yahweh was there,
神的同在成就与他们同在了
and when they came to the sea,
当他们来到这海的时候
then of course Yahweh separated the water to deliver them from Egypt.
就神就分开了这个红海呢，就搭救了他们哦，从这个埃及的这个兵解救他们了。
Yeah. So it's important to grasp once you read Exodus.
所以非常重要，能够看到，如果你在读这个出埃及记哦
，When the people left Egypt with Moses.
当这些群众呢是跟摩西离开埃及
，They have not left Egypt until they've crossed the Red Sea.
他们根本没有离开埃及啊，就是直到他们越过这个红海的时候才离开。
They may have left the city behind.
他们可能呢是离开了那个城市，埃及城市。
Their way of life behind.
就是埃及的生活哈。
They were still in the wilderness.
但是他们还在这个旷野里、
But they haven't crossed the sea yet.
但是他们还没有穿过这个红海。
The moment they crossed the sea,
当他们走过这红海
That's when the deliverance was complete.
他们就是被解答了
okay,
解救了
that's when they are truly freed.
他们是真正的得到自由了
So this is a very important observation for us.
所以这个是我们就非常重要的观点。
Because the question is whether we have really identified, right, with Christ.
这问题呢，是否我们真的是认同了，与耶稣认同了？
And that's why we find that, in many baptisms.
所以我们看到，在很多的洗礼当中哦
，You only ask to believe. Okay.
你只是人家只是叫你相信而已。
No, belief is not enough.
相信是不足够的。
You have to do something about it.
你一定要做一些事哦。
Just as when the Israelites believed in Moses,
就像就以色列人相信摩西的时候
then clearly they have to follow him.
啊，当然他们是一定要是跟随摩西的。
Now you notice one more thing. While they were following Moses,
啊，就是刚他们跟随摩西的时候。
Now of course Moses was wholly or totally listening to God.
啊，就是啊，摩西呢，他是完完全全的听从神耶和华的。
He was completely attuned and he completely identified with Yahweh.
他是完完全全的是认同啊，与这个耶和华神的。
And what did Yahweh say?
然后这个耶和华神呢，跟摩西说什么呢？
He directed Moses to tell the people to go towards the sea.
啊，他就指示呢，摩西呢，叫以色列人呢，要走向这个航海。
And it was only when they camped near the sea.
啊，当他们安营。在这个红海的时候
，That's when the Egyptian army came.
哦，就是那个埃及兵哦，就追赶过来了。
And they were caught between the sea and the Egyptian army.
啊，他们就是困在哈这个红海跟这个埃及兵当中。
Right. Now I hope you begin to understand.
啊，所以希望大家现在就明白了。
Do you know what it means to be free, to be delivered?
我们是否知道呢？啊，能够被啊释放哈？得到自由是什么意思呢
？Well, you will see also in the case of Joshua.
啊，你也可以看到耶稣啊的这个例子里。
Yahweh directed Joshua to cross the Jordan River.
啊，就是耶和华神呢、啊，就指示了这个耶稣啊，要这个走，
yeah.
走过这个约旦河。
During the season when the river is overflowed, has overflowed its banks.
啊，他说那时候呢，那个水呢已经堆满了。
It's at the time when the Jordan River is swollen, right?
就是这个河呢已经有很多水了。
And the waters were rapidly flowing.
啊，他说当时的水就一直在滚着了。
So Yahweh chose a time.
就是他满盈了，就是说，这个耶和华神呢，他就选择了这样的一个时候。
Now this is the time when the river is no way, no.No way for anyone to cross.、Right?
啊，就是说那个河水哈、哦，就是啊，它满盈了，就是没有人能够说越过这个河的。
And he told Joshua, "Now you cross."、Right?
啊，他就是跟这个啊，耶稣啊说，现在你可以过这个河了。
Now, of course, when the priest went in, that's when the water stopped.
啊，就是当那个祭司走进了这个河的时候，那个水就阻止了。
And in both cases, whether the Jordan River or the Red Sea.
啊，就这两个例子哦，不管是这个红海，或是这个约旦河。
The water was held up like a wall.
哦，他说这个水被分开的时候，就像这个墙垣哈，两边的墙垣呢。
So the people crossed cross both the sea or the river.
啊，所以这些群众啊，就过了，或者是这海，或者这河。
On dry ground.
啊，就是。走这个干地过河的。
So I think those people who are fortunate would be Caleb and Joshua, of course.
所以那些有幸呢，当然就说这个加勒啊跟耶稣啊。
Because they get to experience this twice.
因为他们真的是经历了这两次哦。
Right. So I think it's a blessing for them.
所以是对他们讲是一种祝福吧。
Okay. Now the point here is that Yahweh led them.
啊，就要点就是耶和华神呢是带领他们的。
There are other ways to get around the Red Sea.
啊，其实有。有其他方面呢，可以方法能够这个越过这个河的这海的。
No, you go through the sea.、Right?
但是呢，这里却说、okay. 你一定要走过这个海。
Now that is why when they looked at the sea,
所以当他们看着海啊
，or when in Joshua they looked at the river
啊，或者耶稣啊，当他看河、啊、
，didn't begin to understand that this water, right?Actually represents death.
啊，他们就明白了，其实这水啊，代表死，死亡啊。
So that what is confirmed to them, right? That this is sure death, right?
这里啊，就是 印证了给他们哦，这个是真的，你会走向死亡的。
And that is precisely that moment.
啊，就是在这一刻哦。
That the water became life for them.
哦，这个水啊，却成为他们能够活过来的。
I shouldn't say the water. I should say that the sea, right? Because God parted it, and then they walked on dry ground.
啊，就是说这个海哦。神分开了，所以他能才可以走这个甘露的。
So what appeared to them as death was actually life to them. 啊、right? ，
其实在首先看来哦，其实是代表死，却成为了他们得救的。
That is why if we want to know God,
所以如果我们要认识神的话
，if we want to know what it is to be free,
我们要知道怎么得到释放自由哦。
We have to understand.
我们一定要明白
that God will lead us
神一定会带领我们
to the cross of Christ
带领我们到这个耶稣的十字架
because when we look at the cross
因为当我们看到十字架
it is sure death
一定是死的
and yet it is there
但是就是在那里呢
that we find life
我们才能的找到生命
and that's why when we read Romans 6 verse 3
所以当我们读着罗马书哦，六章第三节哦。
And let's look at it again.
我们现在再看一次哦。
We just read verse 3, Romans 6.
Romans 6. 哦，第罗马书第三章第六章三节哦。
We read verse 4 this time.
我们现在读第四节。所以我们借着洗礼哦，归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像。基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Okay, so you can see here,
所以你可以看到呢
right, that we were buried with him through baptism into death.
我们是与他一同埋葬呢，是借着洗礼归入死。
That this water represents our burial.
这个水呢就代表我们的埋葬了。
In other words, the old is gone.
就是这旧人已经。Okay.已经走了。
That's what Paul says in verse 6.
所以就是保罗所讲的在第六节哦。
Yeah, the old man was crucified with him.
他说这旧人呢和他同钉十字架。
And this body of sin,
这个罪身呢
is now done away with.
已经灭绝了。
So you can see that there is a true correspondence between the old and the new.
这个旧的跟新的哦。
I mean,The Old Testament and the New Testament.
旧约跟新约哈就有相似的地方哈。
When Israel left Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea,
就是当以色列人呢，他们离开埃及呢，就过了这个红海啊。
Their old life in Egypt is gone.
他们的在埃及的那旧生命呢，已经没了。
Now they are truly freed from the grasp of Egyptian.
他们呢就是
of Pharaoh,
就是从这个法老的掌握中呢，已经。能够真正的得到释放了。
They are no longer under Pharaoh's rule.
不再是受这个法老去统治他们了。
Yeah, no Egyptian can control them.
就是连这个埃及人现在都不能够控制他们了。
They are truly free.
他们是真正的得到自由了。
Now the same thing with the, you see, there's only a bit of difference.
其实。当中只有一次小部分的不同地方。
When we turn to the book of Joshua,
其实当我们读这个耶稣亚书哦，
you can see when they cross the Jordan River,
当他们过这个约旦河，
then it will represent the end of the life in the wilderness.
就代表了他们旷野的生命已经静止了。
And now they've entered into the promised land.
他们已经进了这个应许地哦。
Now,many scholars have said
很多学者这么讲
that when Israel left Egypt
当以色列人离开这个埃及
yes they did leave Egypt they were taken out of Egypt
是啊他们是从埃及呢被带出来
and when they were in the wilderness
当他们旷野里哦
Egypt was not taken out of them yet
但是埃及呢却没有同他们身障哦除掉哦
soThey were taken out of Egypt, but Egypt was not taken out of them.
他们从埃及出来啊，但是埃及还是在他们身上。
Because the habits, the influence of that culture and society.
因为那种 习惯哈，从这个他埃及的社会所影响的那种习惯，还在他们身上。
Has a profound effect on them.
啊，就很大的在影响他们。
Then of course, I mean, life in Egypt, even though it was hard, but was relatively comfortable.
啊，即使呢，在这个埃及生命哈，在他们生活在埃及的时候是很艰苦啊，但是呢，他们却是很舒适的哈。
And of course.When we read the book of Acts, for example, Acts chapter 7,
当我们看这个使徒行传哦，第七章。
Yeah, Stephen says to the Israelites.
史蒂芬就跟这个以色列人说。
That when they left Egypt.
当他们离开这个埃及。
The whole mindset about idolatry was still there, right?
他们的整个思想拜偶像还存在的。
And of course, some of them.Worship idols.
当然有些人真的是去拜偶像了。
So you can see, to take Egypt out of them,
所以想要把这个埃及从他们身上拿开
would take quite a long time.
真的是要用上很长的时间。
Okay. Now, when Joshua and the Israelites that went into the promised land,
当这个加勒跟耶稣进了这个应许地哦
those were the new generation.
那些是新一代的以色列人。
The old generation that left Egypt had all died in the wilderness.
那些呢？旧一代的哈，离开这个埃及的以色列人呢，已经在旷野里死了。
So when they went into the promised land,
当他们进了这个应许地
，you can see what's happening.
你就看到发生什么事哦。
It's not just Egypt taken out of them.
不只是说这个埃及已经。从他们身上除掉、哦、
Because that would not apply to the new generation.
因为这个不能应用在这个新一代的。
Well, when they entered the promised land,
当他们进了应许地
it was to keep Egypt out of them.
就是要这个保持呢，坚持呢，埃及的这个影响呢，不在他们身上。
So they were taken out of Egypt.
他们是从埃及带出来。
Egypt had to be taken out of them.
这个埃及就要从他们身上除掉。
And finally, Egypt must be kept away from them.
然后呢，埃及呢，就是他们是远离这个埃及的。
And that's why when they went conquest after conquest.
所以他们在征战的时候，每个征战
All the idols would be destroyed.
他们全部的偶像都要被灭掉了。
And that was one of the reasons why they had to kill I wouldn't say obliterate everyone, right? But to when they overcame cities, they had to sort of wipe out those people who resisted. Okay.
所以当他们征战的时候，他们赶掉这些城里的人就是这些抵抗他们的，他就要把他们除掉了。
Yeah, that's because you see, I'm struggling with words because we have to understand that it was not complete obliteration.
Right?
Because you still have people like Rahab.
Okay?
Right, and then when you read Joshua, they killed everyone in Hebron,
right?
And then few chapters later, they had war with Hebron.
几个经文之后，你就看，他还跟这个城里的人去征战。
So it's the language they use, all right?
所以讲是一种语言，他们用的一种语言哦。
Somebody said they tend to use hyperbole, right?
他就是用了这种比喻啦。
Sort of to stress the extent of the killing.
就是要强调呢，说这个。他们怎么样去杀的
So that is why you see why God said you kill the inhabitants.
所以、神就会说你把这个居民给灭了。
And one reason is so that they will not influence Israel to worship other gods.
最重要的理由就是他们就不会影响你去崇拜他们的神了。
Now, all these are important.
所以这个是非常重要的。
Because it helps us to see,
一些帮忙我看到
when you see the comparison between the Old and the New Testament,
你比较这个旧跟新约的时候
that in both cases, right,
这两个例子里
they had to undergo death in order to enter into life.
他们一定要经过死才能够进入生命的。
Now, of course, in Moses' case,
当然在摩西的例子里,
we know that Moses himself was brought up an Egyptian.
我们都明白呢, 这个摩西呢是生长哦在这个埃及的。
And when he left Egypt,
当他离开埃及哦,
somehow the Lord led him to the land of the Midianites.
啊，就神哦, Midian, 就带领他到这个Midianites 这个地方。
Anyway, the women shepherds who saw him, they all identified him as an Egyptian.
啊，就是当时的这个女的牧者哈啊，看到他的时候哈，牧羊者哈，女的就以为哦他是埃及人。
But after 40 years of training,
40年的训练之后呢,
God really trained him.
神真的是训练他了,
to get the Egyptian culture out of him.
就是把这个埃及的文化哦, 就从他身上除掉了。
I mean, you're so used to positions of power.
因为你一直都有这这很高的地位哦。
It's a long process of humbling.
所以是一直的去谦卑他,
it was only when he has come to a point,
只有他到了一个程度,
of humility,
就是到了这个谦卑的程度,
that he knows he's a nobody,
他知道他是个无名小卒的时候,
that is when God spoke to him,
就是在那个时候神就与他谈话了,
and appointed him to go to Egypt,
就任命哦, 就选他哦, 去这个埃及, 回到埃及,
okay.So you can see here, right,
所以你可以看到呢,
that God was taking Egypt out of Moses.
就是神呢,
right?
把这个埃及呢, 从, 这个摩西身上除掉。
Now right towards the end of his life,
直到他的这个生命, 终点的时候,
You will notice one very important quality about Moses.
你会看到他身上有一个很重要的数字。
And that is why we are coming toThe aim of our new life. What is this new life?
就是这新生命的意向是什么呢？
Because we have to undergo the death of the finishing of the old life.
因为我们要这个旧生命啊，就是要说不要这个除掉这个旧生命哦。
Into the new life.
旧人哦，就能够进入这个新生命。
I want to stress this important aspect.
所以要强调这个非常重要的。
That Moses at the end of his life,
就是摩西在终点的时候,
did you notice that at the end of his life, nobody knew where he was buried?
就是呢, 根本没有人知道呢, 摩西在哪里呢, 被埋葬的。
For that, we turn to Deuteronomy 34.
我们看这个生命记啊,
we will read 5 and 6.
Chapter 24?
Yeah,
24. 34章哦, 5到6节。于是亚威的仆人摩西死在亚摩地，正如亚威所说的。
5 and 6.
6, 亚威将他埋葬在摩押地，我比尔对面的谷中，只是到今日没有人知道他的坟墓。
Right. In other words, when Moses died,
所以换句话呢，当摩西死的时候
，unlike the Egyptian,
不像这个埃及人哦
，there was no memorial.
根本没有一个纪念碑哈，没有一个纪念碑啊。
Yeah. Because for Egyptians,
因为对一个埃及人来讲哈
，when Pharaoh died,
当那法老死的时候
，then of course they were mummified, right? And then they were put in this nice monument called the pyramid.
他们就是被这个mummified 是包一布包哈。
Yeah.
然后就放在那个这个金字塔哈 ，pyramid。金字塔里
So anyway, I think you begin to understand.
所以你就开始明白了。
You know what God is saying to Israel?
神是怎么跟以色列人说呢？
Through Moses?
就是透过摩西。
Your whole role in life,
你整个角色哦，在你生命里
，Yeah, is to just listen to Yahweh.
只是听这个亚威神
，and convey everything that He says.
也能够表达出呢亚威所说的一切。
Now you will see when you look further down.
当你继续的看哦
，in verse 10。
在第十节啊
，Deuteronomy 34 verse 10, what do we read?
这个《生命记》三十四章第十节，我们看到什么？以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是亚威面对面所认识的。
Right. Now this is important also.
这个是非常重要的。
There's no memorial.
就没有纪念碑哦。
You can't even go to the grave.
你根本没有不能够去他的帐幕。
I mean, even if they wanted to look for Moses' grave, they couldn't find it.
即使他们找他坟墓也找不到。
Because nobody knows where Yahweh buried him.
因为没有人知道 Yahweh 是在哪里埋葬他的。
Now this is so remarkable.
这个是非常奇妙。
Right? Because the only thing they remember about Moses,
因为他们只有一件事记得摩西
is that he's a prophet.
就是他只是个先知。
He's the one who listened to God's voice.
他是唯一呢，是听这个亚威声音的。
And his whole life is a demonstration, right, of the voice of Yahweh.
他整个生命呢，就表现出了就是亚威的声音。
Whether in word.
或者是在话语
or indeed,
或者是在行动上
whatever Yahweh wanted to do anything, right, for Israel's sake, he did it through Moses.
就是亚威要为这个以色列人做什么事呢？他都是透过摩西做的。
We read that in verse 11.
我们就可以
在 Deuteronomy 34.
这个生命记第34章十一节就 read it?
No.
Okay.
Now, I'd like you to read with me.
我要你们一起跟我读哦。
Let's read the Exodus 34.
我们看出埃及记第
三
十二章
verse 1.
第一节哈，百姓见摩西迟延不下山，就大家聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来。”为我们做神像，可以在我们前面引路，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。
Look at the people, what the people said.
你看这群众他们讲什么呢
？The people said, "This Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt."
他说这个摩西就是带领我们出埃及的那摩西。
Now that is wrong.
这是错的。
Right. It wasn't Moses who brought you out.
不是摩西带你出来的。
It was Yahweh.
是亚威神呢带领他们出来的。
Now that is a complete misunderstanding.
所以他们真的是误解了。
Now of course they meant to blame it on Moses.
当然他们是要怪摩西啊。
Now let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们看生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8. We shall read verse 14.
我们看第十四节。你的心高气傲，忘记亚威你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
We read to 16.
我们就读到第六节 15-16. 因你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来，又在旷野将你的列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，是要苦念你，试验你，叫你终究享福。
You see, when Moses was recalling the Exodus,
当这个摩西回想起这出埃及
，He did not say I.
他没有说我。
There's no I there.
当中没有我这个字。
In just look at the passage, you will see it's always Yahweh.
就看着经文，他一直提到的只是亚威神。
Yahweh brought you out of the land.
是亚威带你出埃及的。
You see, when the people fail to see,
当这些人没有看到这一点
，Who is the one that is working?
他们没有看到谁在那里工作。
Then of course.They only see what they see with the physical eye.
他们只是肉眼看到所看到的。
And so they say it was Moses.
他们就说是摩西。
Moses is the one who led us.
就摩西带领我们出的。
But you see, but in, as far as Moses is concerned, it's not him.
但是对摩西来讲呢，他知道不是他，不是他带领，是亚伟神带领的。
Now that's why you begin to understand.
所以你开始明白哦。
Right to the end of his life.
就是在他生命终止。
It is just Moses.Being a servant or a channel of God's work. Right?
就是摩西呢，就是那管道哈，渠道哈，就是神工作的那渠道。
Now at the end of our lives,
就是我们的生命的终止哈。
I hope you understand.
我们就应该要明白。
I hope that at the end of our life we can say,
就是在我们的生命的终止。
Our lives have been a voice of God.
我们的生命啊，只是Yahweh的声音而已。
Right. Now let's look at John chapter 1.
我们看约翰第一章。
We read verse 23.
约翰第一章。
22 and 23.
22跟23节啊。于是他们说，你到底是谁？叫我们好回复差我们来的人，你自己说你是谁？他说，我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。
You see, right? John the Baptist is only satisfied with one title.
这个也许这个
John the Baptist.
约翰哦，施洗约翰呢，他只是很愿意只有一个头衔哦。
And that title is a voice.
他很满足有一个头衔呢，就是他只是一个声音而已。
Crying in the wilderness.
这个声音啊，就是在旷野里喊着的。
Now that is truly remarkable.
这非常奇妙。
And of course, Jesus says that there are no prophet greater, right, than John the Baptist.
就是啊，耶稣说呢，没有一个先知呢是比施洗约翰更伟大的。
A voice crying in the wilderness.
他只是一个人声喊着在旷野里。
That is truly remarkable.
非常奇妙哈。
So that's why many people don't think much of John the Baptist.
所以人家就很小看呢这个施洗约翰呢。
How many Christians would like to talk about John the Baptist?
有几个基督徒会提到这个施洗约翰呢
？Right. Even when you talk about Jesus.
就是如果你说耶稣话。
Even our understanding of Jesus is wrong. 即
使我们理解耶稣也是错的。
But Jesus himself said,
因为耶稣自己讲,
if anyone's will is to do God's will,
如果有人的意愿呢，就是做神的意愿呢。
Yeah, he will know of my teaching.
他就会明白我所教的。
You see, whether his teaching is from God or not.
他就知道这个。我所教的是否是从神而来？
Jesus functioned according to the same principle.
所以这个耶稣运行哦，就是同样的原则运行的。
Whatever he says is the voice of God the Father.
他所说的一切都是亚威的声音。
Whatever he does,
他所行的一切
is the work of Yahweh.
Yes, 同样的就是亚威的工作。
All the way to the cross,
就一直到了十字架。
You see, now.That's why I hope you begin to grasp.
所以希望大家都能掌握。
That in when we walk in the newness of life.
当我们走这个新生命的时候。
If you have left, truly left the old.
如果你真的是离开了这个旧人哦。
There are still old habits that needs to be taken out.
我们身上还有一些旧的习惯一定要被除掉的。
And one of the old habits.
其中的一个旧习惯、
Which is very strong,
是非常强烈的、哦、
is we want to be respected, we want to be regarded.
我们要人家、来尊敬我们，要人家来重视我们。
Yeah, I think it's a great temptation.
其实是非常很有引诱性的。
Especially when we succeed.、right?
尤其是我们成功了。
Then we want honor.
我们就要人家来荣耀我们。
Now this matter you will find in Joshua, but not to that extent.
你会在这里看到，在耶稣啊那里看到，但是不是说是很强的一个例子。
Yeah, but it still is an indication of that tendency.
就是可以看到有这样的一个情况了。
Let us turn to, for example, let's turn to Joshua chapter 7.
我们看看耶稣啊，第七章。
Verse 1.
第七章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
To 5.
好，到第五节哦。以色列人在当面物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙沙底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当面的物，亚威的怒气就向以色列人发作。当下耶稣啊从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯亚文埃城去，吩咐他们说，你们上去窥探那地。他们就去窥探埃城。他们回到耶稣啊那里，对他说，民众不必要上去，只要二三千人上去就能攻取埃城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。于是民众也有三千人上那里，仅在埃城里面前逃跑了。埃城的人既杀了他们36人，从城门前赶他们直到480，在下波杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
Last week I spoke about Achan.
上次我就说了这个亚干。
Where he took the gold when the gold was supposed to be dedicated to Yahweh.
他就取了这个金哦，这个金是要献给亚威神的。
Now after the victory, in Jericho.
在耶利哥他们打胜仗哦。
You notice in verse 2.
你看到在第二节。
Right, and Joshua sent people to spy out.AI
就是啊呢，这个耶稣啊就派了这个人，有些人去窥探那地。
And he listened to the report of the spies.
就他就会听这些窥探回来人所讲的话。
And the result was disastrous.
当然呢，后果就是不对的哈。
You see the problem here.
你看到这里的问题呢
？That when we experience success,
当我们经历到成功的时候
，We forget to consult the Lord once again.
我们就是忘记了，现在忘记的去请示亚威神了。
You see, it's not just Achan's fault.
不只是说是亚干的问题哦。
Of course, Achan did a very committed a very serious crime.
当然的，亚干是犯了一件很大的罪哦。
But Joshua failed in this instance, all right?
但是在这个例子里面，耶稣啊却失败了。
He should have asked Yahweh whether to go up against Ai.
他应该哦去请示亚威神呢，他是否要上去拿这个埃城
？But that's what they usually do. If you read further on,
因为这是他们寻常所做的事哦。
But in this case,
但是在这例子
啊 Joshua overlooked this matter.
这个耶稣啊就忽视了这件事了。
Now, if he had consulted with Yahweh,
如果他真的去请示了亚威神
，then clearly Yahweh would have told him.
那当然，这亚威神就会跟他讲
，Do not go because Achan had committed sin.
你不要去，因为亚干已经犯了这个罪了。
That's what happened in verse 10.
所以这个就是在十节可以看到。
Yahweh said to Joshua.
这个亚威就跟耶稣啊
Israel have sinned. Okay.
他就说呢，以色列人已经犯罪了。
Now that this is one matter we tend to overlook.
所以这是一个例子呢，我们就是会忽视的。
Now, there's also another one.
还有另一个例子哦。
This one is chapter 9.
就在第九节。
3 to 6.
九章三到六。
3 to 6.
三到六节哈。畸变的居民听见耶稣啊，向耶利哥和埃城所行的事，就设诡计，假充使者，拿旧口袋和破裂缝补的旧啤酒，带他在驴上，将补过的旧鞋穿在脚上，把旧衣服穿在身上。他们所带的饼都是干的，长了没了。我们到基甲营中见耶稣啊，对他和以色列人说，我们是从远方来，现在求你与我们立约。
Now you see here the inhabitants of Gibeon.
所以你看见了这个基遍的这个居民哦。
Trick Joshua into making a covenant with them.
啊，就骗了这个耶稣啊，哦，啊，跟他们立约。
Now you see again.
所以你就看到了。
Because this is after the victory at Ai.
啊
，Ai。
其实啊，就是在 Ai victory in
Ai。
Ai。
Yeah, that city. Jericho and Ai.
哦，就是他们已经在这个耶利哥那边呢，就啊打了胜仗哈。
So again, after victory,
就是打胜仗之后呢
，and these people tricked Joshua, and Joshua didn't know.、Right?
这些人呢就骗了这个耶稣啊，耶稣啊不知道嘛。
And so he made a covenant with them.
哦，他就以这些居民啊就立约了。
Yeah, and then verse 14,
就在第十四节哦
，tells us
啊跟我们说哦
，that the men of Israel did not ask the counsel of Yahweh.
哦，就是说呢，以色列人呢没有去求问亚威神了。
So you can see the problem.
所以你看到当中的问题了。
And that's why you will find.
啊，你就会发现呢。
It happens to us a lot.
这是在我们身上会发生的。
A lot of things, decisions we have to make.
很多决定我们很多事我们要决定哦。
We don't ask counsel from Yahweh.
我们根本没有去请求亚威神的。
We just decide according to what we see with our physical eyes.
我们就肉眼看到的，我们自己做决定了。
And that's why you see for Israel,
所以对以色列人来讲,
they have a precedent.
他们就有这先前的例子哦。
They saw the water.
他们真的是看到那水哦。
And Yahweh opened the sea for them.
啊，神就打开了这个红海给他们。
Because they cried out to Yahweh.
因为他们呼求这个亚威神了。
And God opened up the sea.
啊，神就打开了这个红海哦。
That is why you will see.Given that precedent,
所以有这样一个先前的例子哦。Right?
Nothing is too difficult for Yahweh.
其实没有一件事是神办不到的。
That even if we have to face death,
即使我们要面对死哦，死亡
it seems like a dead end.
或者是走到了这个十字路口了。
But Yahweh will open the way.
神呢一定会打开这个路的。
So that lesson, even if you did learn it in the past, or you saw it with your own eyes,
即使你有看过，你也有学在以前学过了
，doesn't mean you will do it the next time.
但是之后呢，不能保证呢，你未来你会去寻求神的。
It's a decision that we have to constantly and consciously make.
啊，这个决定呢，我们要一直的是很这个有意识到了哈。
To constantly seek the counsel of Yahweh.
就要一直的去寻求去指示请示神哦。
So we can say Moses did quite well in this aspect.
所以在这方面呢，摩西呢是做得非常好。
In the end, he was only a voice.
之后他只是一个声音而已哦。
And John the Baptist, of course, he did extremely well.
那施洗约翰也做得非常好了。
And the Lord Jesus did perfectly well.
当然呢， okay. 我们的主耶稣呢是完完全全的做好了这件事。
And that's why he became a source of salvation for all of us.
他就是成为了这个救恩的根源哈。
So if we are baptized into him,
如果你是受洗归入耶稣
，then clearly we must learn the attitude of the Lord Jesus.
当然，我们要学习这个。耶稣的态度了。
Always seeking the will of the Father.
永远就是寻求亚威的旨意。
Now, okay. So in closing,
就是
yeah, I just want to share a short testimony.
我要分享一个见证哦。
Concerning somebody who had COVID.
就是关于这个人哦，他患上了这个新冠病毒。
This one is in YouTube, so you can look at it.
这个是在 YouTube 视频哦，你可以去寻找哦。
And it's about this English guy who had COVID and he was dying.
就是关于这个英国人哈，他就是要死了哈，他就患上了这新冠病毒。
He knew that he was going to die.
他知道他是死定了。
So of course, no one could get near him.
当然没有人可以去看他哦。
And we would like a pastor to come, but the pastor was also kept out.
当然是也要牧师来看他，当然那牧师也不能去看他嘛。
So he was facing death.
所以他是面临死亡了。
And he cried out to God.
他就寻求神了。
To ask Yahweh or God to give him a second chance.
就是他哀求神呢，给他再有一次机会啊。
So
第二个机会哦。
Yeah, he was clearly in a very miserable condition.
所以情况是非常啊糟糕的。
And then he looked out of the door of his ward.
啊，就是在病房里面，他就看在在门前哈。
Yeah, along came a cleaner.
啊，就是清洁工人就走过来了。
And the cleaner encouraged him.
啊，这个清洁工人呢，他去鼓励他。
Asked him to hang on.
啊，说你、okay? 你要这个撑着哈。
And the cleaner also told him.
啊，这个清洁工人也跟他讲。
That he's a missionary.
他说啊，他也是。
Or was a missionary.
他也是个。
In Nigeria.
啊。在乃基也是个传道 工人传道者。
Yeah, and then he talked to him about God and Jesus.
啊，他就跟他说关于神啊，跟耶稣的事。
And in the end, he prayed. He said he was standing at the doorway and said, "Could I pray for you?"
他就在那门前呢，就说我是否可以为你祷告。
And so, of course, the guy said yes.
那当然，这个人就说。可以。
So the cleaner pleaded with God for his life.
那个清洁工人呢，就向神祈求呢，为这个病人祈求他的生命。
Then for a couple of days after that,
那几天之后呢？
The cleaner would pass by.
这个清洁工人就会走过哈。
And give him a thumbs up. Okay.
就这个给他一个大拇指。
To encourage him.
就一直鼓励他哦。
Then after a while, he became better.
那之后他真的是好起来了。
And his appetite came back.
啊，他就胃口也回来了。
So he knew God has given him a second chance.
他就知道了哈，神真的是给他这个第二次的机会了。
God had heard the prayer of the cleaner.
就神就听到了这个清洁工人的这个祷告了。
So he became hungry.
啊，他就。开始饿起来了。
And he prayed to God.
他就向神祷告。
Yeah, if it's not too much to ask.
如果可以的话。
I would like a can of Coke.
我希望有这个可乐哦，一罐可乐。
And some chips.
还有一些薯条哦。
And the chips, he mentioned specifically the brand.
他还提到。
The type of chip.
他所要的那款的那个薯条。
And he was asking,
那排的薯条啊,
yeah, he's asking Yahweh for that.
啊，他就是向Yahweh祈求。
And much to his surprise,
啊，很惊讶的哦。
The cleaner came.
这个清洁工人走过来。
And the cleaner gave him a bag.
他就给他一个袋子哦。
Small grocery bag.
啊，一个小的袋子。
And in there were two oranges.
啊，里面有两个橙。两粒橙
，one can of Coke，
一罐可乐
，and the bag of chips that he wanted，
还有一包哦，那个牌子他要的那个薯条。
Exactly that kind of chips that he liked，
就是那个牌子他所要的。
And the cleaner said to him， "This is a gift from God."
清洁工人就说啊，这个是神给你的礼物。
And when he saw that，
当他看到了这些哦
，I think he just wept.
他当然是哭了。
He said, "God, you know my every need."
他说：“神啊，你知道我心里的每一个需求。”
Now the reason why he put it on video.
啊，为什么他会把它放在这个 YouTube 哈
？Was to let everyone know.
就是要让每个人知道。
That with God.
只有跟神哈。
There is always hope.
啊，只有神。你如果有神的话，你才有希望。
There is hope in the midst of death.
就是在死亡里面，你也有希望。
But he also said one more thing.
他还讲了另外一件事。
He said, "I don't know the name of that cleaner."
他说我根本不知道这个清洁工人的名字。
He said, "When you watch this, whoever you are, when you watch this video."
不管你是谁，如果当你看这个视频的时候
，you know。Right?
你就知道哦。
You see,
他就说
he doesn't know the cleaner's name.
因为他根本不知道这个清洁工人的名字是什么。
And you know what?
所以最美的地方就在这里哦。
He said in his last words, he said
最后一句话他就说
last words in the video
就在这个视频里他
说 he said, "Thank you for listening to the voice of God."
他说感谢你就听神的声音。
I think you see, now we begin to understand.
所以现在我们开始明白了。
There are a lot of people who are facing death.
很多人是面临死亡了。
May not be physical death.
可能不是这个身体上的这个死亡。
They may be in a hopeless situation.
可能他们的情况是非常糟糕，没希望了。
Stuck, or maybe as a victim of their own wrong decisions.
可能他们做出这个错的选择哈。
And they are stuck.
所以他们就是困住了。
Now that is when we have to be attuned to Yahweh.
所以那个时候我们应该是能够聆听到神的声音。
Like this COVID patient who recovered.
就像这个新冠病毒患者他已经好起来哦。
Had much to thank the humble cleaner.
他就要感谢哦这个很谦卑的这个清洁工人呢。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he knows, the cleaner knows.
因为这个清洁工人知道。
What it means to be led by Yahweh.
他明白怎么样是被神带领的。
And to listen to the voice of Yahweh.
是听神的声音。
So I hope somebody could say to us.
我希望有人可以跟我们讲。
Not because we want honor.
不是我们要得到人家的称许哦。
But they can discern.
但是他们能够看到。
That you have heard the voice of Yahweh.
你真的是听到亚威神的声音哦。
And was able to bring that love of Yahweh to them.
也能够把神的爱呢带给他们。
And give them hope.
也给他们希望。
So let us close in prayer.
好，在这里，请听。
Father, we thank you for your word.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
I want to commit each one into your care.
我要把每个人交在你的手里。
We pray you will teach us what it means to listen to your voice.
我们请求你教我们是什么意思呢？如果能够听到你的声音。
And we know we cannot hear your voice.
我们知道我们是不能够听到你的声音。
Unless in our hearts we would obey you.
除非在我们的心里，我们是真正的要去。顺从你,
to read your word,
读你的圣,你的话语,
and truly obey,
也是真正的是服从你,
and apply them in our lives,
而且在我们生命去应用在我们身上。
So we commit each one here who are listening,
我们把大家在这里的听众,
we pray for your presence and your blessings to be upon them, each one,
请你的祝福呢。都降临在每个人的身上。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We thank you for this day.
我们感谢你今天。
Amen.
Amen.